We are beginning the Griz, the first Griz in Hilchos, Nizke Mamon. So the Griz says, Bebaba Kama Daf Beis, Toldoseyen Ki Yotze Behen, or Lav Ki Yotze Behen. Are the Tolados like the Avos or not? And the Avos, of course, are the ones mentioned in the Mishnah. Shor, Bor, Mav, and Hever. You and Sham Bepirish Rashi, Divri Amaschil Hocha, Mai, Shekosav, this is on Beis on the Beis, by the way. Shekosav Zelashono, Tolados Kiyotza Behen, Loshna Av, Veloshna Toloda. Imhezik Mishalem. In other words, do you say they're like them, and therefore makes no difference the Av, it makes no difference the Tolda, if you do Hezek, you're Mishalem, or Dil Malo, or perhaps no. Umashma Malashono, Dim Lav Kiyotze Behen, Hatolada Petura Lagamre. Vechei Mashma Malashono, Bechol HaSugya, Gabi Maishna Keren. Shapira Shah, Maishna Karen de Machayev. Vechen Gabi Regal, Vegabi Bor, Yuan Sham Bidvarov. Ulachora Eina Muvan. Deim ala Tolados Leka Chiyuva Klal. Linyan Mai Nikru Tolados. Right. What's the other side of the Yiboya? If you tell me the Tolados, there's no obligation at all. So what do you mean the Tolados? Valo ze shamina mimasnisa and the avos michlal dika told us. That's exactly the point, that the Mishnah says there are avos. It goes out of its way. It doesn't say there are dalid mine nizikin or nizakin. It says there are dalid avos. And that's why the Gemara says michlal dika told us. Uval korach the gamala told us ika chiev nizakin. What else could it be asking? Yeah. So I was thinking, you know, based on what we did this year, especially at the end of Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis and Nun top of Nun Vav Amid Aleph, that maybe you can answer Rashi. That when Rashi says Imhezik Mishalem or Dilmalo, that maybe it means that there's a Chi of Bidei Shemayim. That's one possibility. It's a Chi of Bidei Shemayim. And then another possibility I thought of is that in Nezikin, you're dealing with always two components. There's the Mominus of Nezikin, and then there's the Isser Nezikin. Nezikin has Isser. Or certainly can have Isser. So maybe that's what Rashi means. Two possibilities. Now, as Rashi says, is the Tolados Kiyotze Behen, meaning if the Imhizik Mishalem, well, perhaps no. So the Grizz's Kasha is, well, in what sense are they Tolados if you're not Chayef to be paid? So I'm answering, because there's Isser Nezikin. So you're right that they're not Kiyotze Behen in the sense of Chiyuvei Tashlomin. But they're still killed Tolados because it's Aser. The only thing is, the Torah wasn't Machayev Yamaman. Or you could say, another possibility, that it's true, you're not chayiv l'shalem, meaning b'dinei Adam. But maybe you're chayiv l'shalem b'dinei Shemayim. And either one would make it understandable why they're called talados. So now the Grizz continues. Vihine medivrei harif sham nira dahi boyahi al chiluke hadinim shiyeshnam binezakin. Diyeshmu adam betchilasam viyesha ena mishalmim rachatzi nezek umigufa. Right? That's what you see already in the avos, that you have these chilukei dinim. At least one of them, one of the avos, has this a split or this distinction between muad and tam, and then also that saw that either you're paying min aliyah or migufa, from the very gufa shore, like chatzi nezek. Valzehu da ibayalon imatolados keavos linyin zela, and that's the Gemara's ibaya. Do the tolados have the same specific, you know, halachas and dinim as the avos, or no? Maybe some of them are muad mitchilasam. Maybe some things will always be tam. I don't know. Maybe some things will be always chatzi nezek. Some things will always be nezek shalem. Maybe there's distinctions in the specifics between the specific dinim, how the chiyuvei tashlumen and the nature of the mazik is expressed. There might be a difference between the av and the tolda. So they are extensions of the av, but maybe they don't have exactly the same halachic structure. I mean, you know, you could ask about that, but that's not the Grizz's problem. You know, you can get into a whole discussion here about what exactly do you really mean, what is an av and what is a tolada. But that's a scary enterprise. Then you're going to have to start wondering what an av and a tolada is in Shabbos also. That might even be more daunting. Okay. But we'll just... But that's how the Riff understood it. So the Riff clearly didn't take the approach that I mentioned that's possible in Rashi, that he's definitely learning that the whole question of the Gemara is within the Dinei Adam system. In the Dinei Adam system and the Dinei Mominus Adam system. And that's why he expressed it the way he did, the Riff. Okay, not like Rashi. V'chei mash magam medivrei Rambam beperek beis milchas niske mamon halacha aleph demeforeish laiboya hachi ayin sham medivrei Rambam uvemagam mishnah sham v'gam zeh lechoret zarechien demachad achol talada nil medes leinin chiyev nizakin me'av shala imkei mehechi teisi yehi chilek b'neim l'inyin adinim v'zarechi erbir adavar. Okay, so he's asking a very pointed question, and even according to the Riff, if you're going to tell me it's a tolada, then how does it eventuate that it's different? How would that be possible? What would cause it to veer off course in the specific dinim from the Av? Okay? And that interests the Riff. All right? Okay. Right, now he's going to ask a let's read inside of the Grizz, and then we should look at the Tazos. He says, "Vine b'sugya shem mahu d'seima Let's do the Gemara already. It doesn't even pay to read the Gemara. Let's first get the facts. Okay, hold on. Okay, so the Gemara says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Keren Minalan. How do you know Keren? The Tana Rabbanan Kiigach. Because the Torah says Kiigach, right? Kiigach Shor is Isha is Isha. All right. Einagichel of a Karen Shenemar Vayaslo Tzidkia Ben Kenana Karne Varzel Vayomer Ko Amar Hashem Be'elatina Gaches Aram. All right. Ve'omer, and it also says B'chor Shoro Hadar Lo V'karne Reim Karnav Bahem Yamim Yinagach. So why did the Gemara have to bring two psukim to show you that what? That negicha is the term, the verb negicha is associated with keren. So the Gemara says, Maiva omer v'chitei medivrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah lo yafinen toshma b'chor shiro hadalo v'ay melefu gili milsa ba'almo the negicha b'kereno. Yeah, where's the Yalfusa here? It's just simply a definition. Not learning out of halacha. Okay. So the Gemara says, Elamahu the same, ki polag rachmana bein tam lamuad, han emili betlusha, aval b'mechuberes, ema kulam oedesi. Toshma b'chor shero hadar lo v'gomer. Ah, so you might have said, what if you didn't have the second pasuk? So the first pasuk is dealing with a keren tlusha, right? It's actually talking about people using a keren tlusha, soldiers. So you might have thought that yes, it's true whenever it says negicha, but negicha is associated with the activity of a keren tlusha. And therefore, you might have thought that when the Torah says kiigach in mishpatim by a behema, that it means that the animal did something very unusual. That is, it gored somebody, but with a keren tlusha, with a keren like being held in its mouth. Not its own horn that's protruding from its head. So you might have thought that that's when the Torah makes the distinction between Tam and Muad. Aval Mechuberes, as Rashi says, Do'orcheho. But Mechuberes, that's normal. That's the normal way. You might have said Eima Kula Moedesi. And therefore you'd be Chayev in Nezek Shalem even at the first goring. Kamash Malon, the second pasuk that you see, Ki Yigach tells you that even Negicha b'mechuberes, I mean, is considered Negicha. And therefore, when the Torah says Ki Yigach, it's referring to both, it doesn't care whether it's Tlusha, Mechuberes, you make the distinction between Tam and Muad, and the first Negicha is Chatzi Nezek, not Nezek Shalem. Okay, plain shot in the Gemara. Okay. All right, well, everyone's good? Okay, so now Tosa says like this. Aval b'mechuberes eima kula moedesi l'shalem nezek shalem afilo b'pam rishona. Right, that's the Gemara's... That would be your formulation if you didn't have the second pasuk. Right. Vim Tomar Umehetesi. But maybe you'll ask, where do you derive it from? Now, it's where do you get the idea? It's nice to have this as a Havamina, that without the second pasuk you might say Eima Kula Moedesi. But how do you know it? How do you know what the status of a a negicha with a mechuberis would be. So Tosa says, im etlusha, if you're going to derive it from tlusha, dayek etlusha. If you tell me it's an extension of the category of kiigach, but then it should be dayek ketlusha, it should be chatzin ezek, the first goring. Im isharavos, hatinech laman da omer karen adifa de kavanasa lahazik, vafilo karen asi. That will be good. Let me finish up the thought. Uchad mefarash Rabbeinu Tam l'kaman da'ayinu l'man da'oma palga niska mamona. This leistam shvarim lav b'cheska shima kaimi. Yeah. So it would be good if you learn like the tzad that holds that keren adifa. And therefore you can derive keren even from the other avos. That's the whole sugi there on daf A. All right, you gotta the Gemara is not too difficult, but the Rashi plows through every possibility there. But it's a very thorough Rashi. It shows you exactly why the Gemara says what it has. You know, it has to say what it's saying. But anyhow, you know, to make a very long story short, so the first, if you say that Keren Adifa, the Kavanas LaHazik, then you can learn them all out. And Rabbeinu Tam learns, what does that mean? Keren Adifa really is going according to the Manda Amar of Palga Niska Mamona, which really means Lav Becheska Shimur Kaimi, which means really the Behemoth Mu'edes Mitchilasa. But the only thing the Torah was Chas on you because you had never personally experienced this kind of behavior with your behema. Okay? And since that's true, so that's why Palganiska is really Mamona. Really, it's a real Muad. And this is really, so to speak, and we'll try to clarify this in a minute, but it's its normal behavior. And therefore, it can be derived from the other cases, because you can't knock it off with the old kasha, but the other avos are muad mitchilasa. You have to look at the Gemara over there. Okay, but you can't knock it off with that kasha, because this is muad mitchilasa. The only thing is, the Torah was chas, and therefore let you off the hook, and made you only pay chatzi nezek. Okay, so that works out according to that mandamar. Fine. Aval mandamar palga nizka knasa. This lay stam shvarim becheska shimar kaimi. But if you hold that what? That chati nezek is really a knas. Why? Because really, stam shvarim, they are considered to be in a state of shimar, meaning this is not normal for it to start goring, this kind of aggressive behavior. So lo asya kerem mechulo. Then you can't ask, then you cannot derive Karen from the other avos. Kidamrina lakaman. Kishad is borbenayo. Asichulo, levar mikaren. Dika lamefrach. Shekem uadam mitchilasan. Yeah, the Gemara says there that if you put bor with any of the other avos, you'll be able to learn out everything else except for Karen. Because you'll always get caught with the kasha. Shekem uadam mitchilasan. The other ones are muad. Whereas this one, if you hold, it's Palganizga Knasa, then you're holding the other side. That's Stam Shvarim Becheska Shimur Kaimi. And therefore, the Torah gave it's a Knas. Really, the Behema is not Moedas Mitchilasa. But the Torah gave you a Knas to be more vigilant. And therefore, you cannot derive it from the other cases. Pirish Darken Lahazik, Masha Enokin Kibakaran, the Becheska Shimur Kaimi. Yep. So therefore, Tosa's bottom line is, what's Tosa's asking? He's asking, how do you know, or from where do you know that a Mu'edes pays Nezek, Karen Mechuberes, a behemoth that does Nezek with a Karen Mechuberes, that you pay Nezek Shalem? Mehechi Tesi. From where? It's not an extension of one of the others, because it's more. This one is not muad mitchilasa. And therefore, how do you learn it out? Yeah. It's what Tosas is asking. If you're going to hold, you don't have the second pasuk, and negicha means, you're telling me negicha in the Torah means tlusha. Now the Gemara says, well, maybe mechuberes is kula moedesi. I mean, right? Kula moedesi, right. That yichayev nezik shola in the first hit. So Tosas says, Tosa says you can't, if you learn it out from Tlusha, Daya Ketlusha. And you can't learn it out from the other cases. Why? Why can't you learn out from the other cases? See, that's the problem. Why can't you learn out from the other cases? Because you're telling me that what? Because you're telling me that Stam Shorim Becheska Shimor Kaimi, right? Right, you're only going to decide Palga Niska Knasa. So that's why you can't learn out Karen. But one second. Isn't there something problematic about that? Because this you're telling me, what's the kasha? Why can't you learn out Karen from the others? You can't learn out Karen from the others because you can always ask the kasha. But the others are muad mitchilasa. But isn't that what you're saying about mechuberes too? Why can't you learn out keren mechuberes from the other ones? Means so you're going to say that according to Tosas, the Havamina is, and there's a idea, there's a shame Karen. There's a shame Karen. And the nature of Karen, just give me a second here, one second. I mean, there's one shame Karen. And Karen is not considered dark on Lahazik. It's not dark on Lahazik. But now, so therefore you can't learn it out categorically from the others. But it'll turn out that even though Karen as a class is dark on Lahazik, the Gemara still maintained it's possible that the Torah would have said that Karen Tlusha is Chatzi Nezik the first hit. Whereas Keren Mechuberes isn't. So even though, in a sense, from a Tashlumen standpoint, it's like Muad, meaning a Keren Mechuberes, because you pay Nezek Shalom the first time. But that's only insofar as the chiyuvei tashlumin are concerned. But as a activity, it's keren, and therefore it's ein darko lahazik. It's becheska shimur kaimi, and therefore it's not possible to learn it out from the other categories. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
So in the Gemara, that's what Tosas means. The ikal mefrach shekemu adam mitchilasan. He doesn't mean mu'ad insofar as that the chayev and nezek shalem mu'ad. He's using mu'ad in the behavioral sense. Pirish darkon lahazik. That's why he stresses that. That's why he adds that. He didn't just quote the Gemara. Kishadus bor benayo asi chlo levar mekeren digal mefrach shekemu adam etchilasa. Pirish darkon lahazik. So this isn't Darko Lahazik. But the Torah did not be memayet its tashlumen in any way. For whatever reason. Yeah. So that's Tosas Kasha. So what does Tosas answer? What does he answer? V'yesh lomar... The Lamanda Omar Palgan Denizka Knossa Hodika Omar Avalbimichuberes Ema Kula Moedesi Vyashalem Nezik Sholem Bipam Rishona Lav Mishum de Itzrich Kro La Shmuinan de Ein Moedes El Hatana Hutzrich La Shmuinan Lahavi Raya Min Apasik. The mechuberes nami havi bechlal negicha. Shelo tite lomar the negicha haino betlusha. The Tana want to show you that when the Torah says ki yigach, it includes mechuberes. That you shouldn't make the mistake to say that it's only tlusha. Dumia de karni barzel de tzitkia. Aval be mechuberes darko lahazik mitchilaso. The nilmod mi bor mi chad mi avos lechayvo lechachila nezek shalem. But in fact, mechuberes is darko lahazik, and therefore you could have learned it from one of the from a bor in one of the other avos. Now, it's Tosus is saying that when the Gemara said ema kula moedesi by mechuberes. That it was learning it's Darko Lahazik. It is Darko Lahazik. It is Darko Lahazik. And what's the Gemara's answer? So what does Gemara say? That in fact it is Karen? So, bottom line is, what is Mechuberes? Is it Darko Lahazik or not?
No, it's Ein Darko Lahazik. It's exactly the same as Tusha. It's Ein Darko Lahazik. And also Ein Moed Mitzvahsa.
And what does Tosas mean when it says, La Mishum de Itzer Kroal Hashmin and the Ein Moedas? See, let me just say the following. I think this will be helpful. See, what's going on here with this Mechuberes case? Why all of a sudden is the Gemara's spotlight on Mechuberes? So. And also, it's funny, right? Rashi says, Aval mechuberes do orchehu. And Tosis also had that position. So, I think the answer is, because when you use the term orche or muedes, you really have to understand what you mean. See, the Gemara never talks about Shane and Regel and would have this conversation. Why? Because that's certainly orche. Right? That's for sure orche. That's its normal way. It's muad. Darko lahazik. So the reason is like this. Because, you see, shein v'regel is the normal function of an animal. It's a normal function. Animals eat and animals walk. That's part of their functional description. But you see, goring is different. Goring is not part of the normal function of an animal. But it is a normal behavior. In other words, when an animal gores, or when an animal gets riled up, it will gore with its horns. It's not an abnormal behavior for sure, but it's not part of its function. Its normal daily functioning, that's not what it does. And that's why the Gemara can make distinctions. Everyone agrees, and there's clearly, you're not surprised that kiyigach is negicha tlusha, is certainly considered kiyigach, and you're distinguishing tam and muad. Because with a tlusha, it's not its normal function, nor is it any normal behavior. But mechuberes is split. It's not part of the functional description of an animal, but it is a normal behavior. Nobody says, oh my God, the animal gored with its horns. That's what animals do. So that's why the Gemara, you know, has its spotlight on mechuberes. One second. So the Gemara in the Havamina said, Ema Kula Moedesi. Meaning what? That Tam and Muad is only when it's an abnormal behavior. Now the question is, what is mechuberes? So Tosus learned, I think you're right what you said before. Tosus learns that since the definition of negicha, of tamuad, is when it's simply and not only not part of its normal function, but an abnormal behavior. So therefore, mechuberes is a completely different quality altogether. It's not part of the world of keren negicha. When I say keren negicha, I mean the keren negicha of the Torah. Kiyigach. Kiyigach means something that is completely abnormal. Not only functionally, but behaviorally. But then mechuberes is completely a different category. And if it's a completely different category, then you can learn it out. If it's not, if it doesn't have a shein keren, then you can learn it out from the other avos. Then you can derive it from the other avos. But Tosus one second. That's how Tosus understands it in the Maskana. That's how Tosfos understands it in the Maskana. In the Maskana. I don't mean the Maskana of the Gemara, I mean in his Maskana. And that's how he understood the Kasha. Now, the Gemara says, Ema Kula Moedesi. It's because very simple. Ki Yigach Keren is limited to something that's only an abnormal, even completely abnormal, meaning abnormally, even behaviorally. But then Keren Mechuberes won't qualify. So it won't be part of the Parsha of Ki Yigach. So it will be its own shame. Namely, and it'll be part of the Tzad HaShaveh that it's Darko Lahazik. And therefore, you can learn it out from one of the other ones. And that's why the Gemara says, Ema Kula Moedesi. That's exactly why you would think it's Kula Moedes. Because you could learn it out from the others. That's how Tosus, at the end of the day, understands the Gemara. And then the Gemara's answer is no. The Gemara's answer is, and that's the second pasuk of Bechor Sharo Hadar Lo is coming to show you that Ki Yigach Keren even includes something that is a normal behavior, but since it's not its normal function, that already is Tam and Moed. That's already Ki Yigach. That's Keren. That's exactly what the Torah came to show you, that point. You see? Because whether or not you call this thing normal or not, it depends. What do you mean? See, the Torah can't be arguing about it. I mean, it doesn't make sense. The Torah's having a whole question about the Metzias. Is this thing normal or not? It doesn't know. The answer is you're dealing with two different ideas of normal, either behavior or function. So that's the Gemara's, that's the second pasuk. The second pasuk comes and tells you, you might have thought Ema Kula Moedesi, that it's qualitatively different than Keren, it's its own separate thing, and it has nothing to do with the Parsha of Ki Yigach. Kamash Malon, the Torah says, what do you call it, Bechor Shiro Hadar Lo, that is considered Keren. Why is it considered Keren? You just told me a minute ago it's Muad and it's Orche, it's Darko Lahazik. No, the answer is because the Kamash Malon is that even something that is considered an abnormal, abnormally from the function of the animal standpoint, is also considered Keren. That's how Tosus, I believe, understands the Gemara. When you say Tosus Hava, you mean when he asked the Kasha.
Yeah, when he asked the Kasha.
Right, when he asked the Kasha on the Havamina of the Gemara. That's right, he was learning there's only Keren. And therefore he couldn't understand. If it's Keren, it's Keren. And if it's Keren, Daya Ketlusha. And that's why you can't learn it out from the other categories. Yeah, exactly. Key. The difference in Orches. I think it's a one to keep in your pocket because I think it probably goes through the first parak. When you sometimes see, yeah. The Rajba, by the way, I it's not essential, but you know, if you have a chance, look at the Rajba. He goes the other way. I mean, I haven't defined what the machlokas between Rashi and Tosas and the Rajba. But his kasha, he has a kasha on the instead of he has Tosas kasha too. There's two parts to the Rajba. First, he has in the second part he says just like Tosas. I think he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, in fact. Mehechi Tesi, it should be Daya Ketlusha. But then he has a Kasha Stam on the Gemara. Why did the Gemara say Ema Kula Moedesi? He says, maybe you should say like this. He argues that since you're being Toveya Mamon from somebody, right? Now, so let's say your animal gores with its horn. And now you're going to be Toveya Mamon. So what are you going to say in court? Ema kula moedasi? Maybe you're obligated to me nezek shalem? No, the guy will say, I'm motzi mechaver, olav haraya. So he says, maybe, why didn't the Gemara say, it should have really said, Ema kula tamhi? since you don't know how to learn this thing out, so at best you should make it Chatzi Nezek. He wants to know, how could the Gemara ever say Eima Kula Moedesi? Take a look. Take a look at the Rashba. But he has two answers there. But one answer I think you'll be able to figure out pretty quickly. It's actually based on something I said right at the beginning. But anyhow, I'm not looking to learn up the Rashba, okay? But the rest of the Grizz, we really have to define this Grizz. I mean, it's an important that distinction, you know, that question he has here, which of course he spends 3/4 of the paragraph explaining the Rush. And he gives you those last two lines to give you the Gedolim, the Bali Tosis. I think they need a little bit, you know, to sharpen it up what the two sides are. All right, so we'll take that up, God willing, next Sunday. All right?
Bob?
Yes.
I don't know if you heard, but...